The Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's book, Blessed Are the Misfits, go to BrantHanson.com.
Greetings to you and welcome. My name is Brant, and I am the host of The Brant Hanson Show. The awesome producer of the show is producer Sherry.
Thank you.
I ask God, I'm not kidding about this, I ask God before the show starts, please help me be a blessing to people. Same thing for Sherry. That's where we're coming from. It may not mean that it works out that way, but literally, that's why we're here. Like, we hope whatever we're doing winds up being a blessing to you, adds value to your life. So just want you to know that. And again, if it's we come up short on that, it's not for lack of asking. I mean, that's who we are. It's why we're here, and it makes everything so much more meaningful. It's a great way, I think, for anybody to approach their jobs. It makes life at your job better. Hey, if you get something that you're really frustrated about, down about in your own spiritual life, let's say, I'll just throw this out as an example. I've got friends that get frustrated, like, I've got this cussing habit, I got to get over it. I'm not making light of that, mm-hmm. All right? Whatever thing that you're dealing with in life, but there's a lot of stuff that people trip over. And what I want to tell you is, I think sometimes God is concerned about other things going on in our lives. Mm. I think he cares about everything, of course, but what happens is we'll seize on that one thing and it'll stop us from growing in other areas. And it might be that he wants me to learn how to be patient with my coworkers and more loving with my family, or that I need to work on unforgiveness, I need to forgive people. There's all sorts of character things that God wants to change in me, and I'm letting this one dumb habit stop me from changing in all those other areas because I get so down, I get ashamed, or I want to walk away. Does that make sense?
It does, and sometimes those areas will help the thing you're seizing on.
Totally.
You know,
absolutely.
I mean? Yeah.
Absolutely. Maybe that's why, but mm-hmm. I just know that. Somebody told me that as a teenager. A lot of teenage guys, teenage girls too, but you develop some bad habits that are just things that you torture yourself over.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that it doesn't matter, it does. But God may be working on some other area of your life and mm-hmm. lean into that. Like, there's other things that are really, really good that he's working on, and maybe that'll crowd out the other stuff in time. But it's really good news. I want to know who's doing it. I really do. I want to know who is living the meme photo lifestyle. I want to know who's doing this stuff.
Well, somebody's taking these pictures of other people.
No, it's not even other people.
Okay.
It's like, it's usually, if it has something to do with scripture, mm-hmm. what is it? What's the photo?
It's a mountain or a sunset or a beach or a cup of coffee.
Bam. You're exactly yes. right on all three counts.
Yeah, yeah.
If it's not a mountain or sunset, it's going to be somebody's cup of coffee.
Right next position to the Bible.
All right.
And
that's
a
great. That yes. just tells us that while you were so enraptured with the truth of Scripture, you thought, let me get the right filter on this.
Picture okay. his cup of Joe.
That's fine. But now it's to the point, like, I can't even live this lifestyle. I saw it today. I'm not making this up.
Okay.
Photo of, it's about autumn. Mm-hmm. And so it's a scarf, like lightly tossed, like a tartan scarf, next to a book.
Right.
Next to a cup of, it looks like hot chocolate or some kind of coffee.
Sure.
Perched, I'm not making this up, the coffee is perched ever so carefully on a pile of autumn leaves.
Oh man, no, we can't win.
No, I can't. We
just
can't
give up. Just give up.
Who is out there just casually
tossing your coffee,
sending your coffee on them? Yeah, my wife, I got it all together.
Here's my scarf.
I put coffee on the leaves. It's all good. It's so autumnal. Please know you're listening to a radio show that is hosted by a nerd, and I am, and I will admit that. And I say this because I don't want you to be scared about what's about to happen.
Okay. Don't be concerned.
I do this thing called Octagon of Knowledge. This is my chance to kind of work out some frustrations from high school.
High school and stuff, sure.
Yeah.
And play it out before you, the radio audience.
Yeah, and crush listeners at showdowns of knowledge in an actual octagon, mm-hmm. like chain fence,
yes.
octagon, and stuff
okay,
like that.
Sure,
so,
sure.
Dorian, are you up for doing the Octagon of Knowledge?
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
She's getting into the octagon. Okay. Coming into the octagon.
Oh, and that
I'm
explains
coming
the
into
music.
It. I'm
yes.
wearing the MMA type stuff, and I'm getting into this octagon.
It's a wrestling leotard. You
it's
know those
not
ones
a leotard
that are
at
one
all.
Piece.
No, it's like an affliction t-shirt. I got like temporary tats and stuff.
Goes
and so
diagonal across the chest.
And then. She'll ask us questions, and the first person to get three right stays in, and the other one gets kicked out of the octagon in ignominious defeat. You ready?
Okay.
All right. And here we go. Entomology is the branch of
science.
Wow.
Boom!
Sorry, Dorian. Let's try another one here.
Ironically, yeah. I know entomology because I'm into etymology.
That is ironic.
Isn't it?
Which pop album is the best selling of all time?
Thriller.
Oh, no.
That's two.
Dorian, I'm so sorry.
I've been all day and gotten that one.
You wouldn't have got that one. Okay.
I'm a machine.
What is the largest two-digit prime number?
Two-digit prime number, 97.
Wow. Oh! My goodness, that was a thrashing. I'm so sorry, Dorian. Wow.
I guess I should hang my head as I leave.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. This is my only chance to assert my gift.
Right.
Like, there's athletes out there doing their thing. Everybody gets to see that. Well, when do I get to do my thing?
On your show.
My show.
Thanks for playing along.
This is all I have, Dorian. Just did Octagon of Knowledge. You may have missed that, but it was
a powerful display.
Wasn't it?
Of knowledge, yes.
Kind of a trivia, just general knowledge, trivia questions. I usually can answer before the question's over.
I have seen it, and I have been amazed each and every time. It's real.
Well,
I want people to know that because I've had people question
That's
and say it's set up.
Right.
It's not.
I wanted to give that disclaimer because every time we do this, people are like, oh, it's set up. He knows the questions or something that fixes in or else. But I'm telling you, this is what I have.
Guys, listen, people have said, well, there's a delay in the call, so the caller can't.
They come up with all sorts
of stuff. Caller can't hear the question before him. He hears the question. And I've done this game where Brant gives the caller 3 seconds.
Yeah.
And still annihilates. I've never seen anything like it.
This is all I have. And then again, when you grow up and you got a lot of time to read and just collect stamps
and all
stuff.
The other guys are doing what?
Oh,
hunting and playing football.
Making friends, having fun. Dating. Like that kind of stuff. I had plenty of free time to just accrue knowledge. It's going to happen very soon. My daughter is getting married.
Yay!
Excited.
Very exciting.
Been talking to dads who've had to walk daughters down the aisle. Obviously, I've never done this before.
Right.
I don't totally want to.
I was going to say, it looks like you're really looking forward to it.
I am happy for her, but the scoop I'm getting from other dads I've talked to is you can make it down the aisle without breaking into a big ball of tears.
How?
Well, they just said it's weird. Like,
okay.
You concentrate on that. You're like, I'm good. Mm-hmm. But there will be a reckoning.
Okay.
And then you will melt down at that moment. I've talked with multiple guys that said they had to leave work.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Like a week later or something.
Okay.
Like so it's going to happen.
Your body is going to cash that check. Okay.
Absolutely. You will break down and start sobbing. So just a twinge of that. I didn't start crying.
Uh-huh.
But we did see... You know, where she's registering and stuff. Mm-hmm. So you kind of pop on there like, oh, they want these little towels. And
yeah.
Stuff.
And you felt that tickle
she's
in your throat.
She's setting up her own household.
Yep.
So.
My goodness. I don't think the reckoning's supposed to come before you get on the out.
The reckoning might come months before and then last for months. Yeah, this is an absolute mystery. Somebody asked me the other day, what happened to Sloppy Joe's?
Oh my goodness, I love Sloppy Joe's.
Me too, they're so good.
They are. That was a treat too, growing up, because we didn't have much money. So if your mom broke out the Sloppy Joe's, that was gonna be a good night.
Ground beef.
Yeah.
We didn't get the Manwich. I mean, now that's...
Oh no.
That's how
get out of here.
That's crazy.
No, come on, that's crazy.
But they still make it.
We weren't millionaires.
But we can afford a Manwich now.
We can.
You know what?
Are you going to have a Manwich party? Because I'm coming over.
I think...
Manwich night at the Hansons.
I'm in my late 40s. My career is at a pretty good point where I can afford a Manwich now.
Okay.
I think I'm going to have me one.
All right. Can I come over?
Yeah, let's get it on the calendar. Manwich night at the Hansons. Absolutely, with Sherry. Just a thank you to Fellowship Home Loans for sponsoring our podcast. They really appreciate what we do. Mike and Brian are pretty awesome. I've gotten to know them just a little bit, and I really, really like them. If you're interested at all, you need to get a mortgage or maybe refinance or something. They're very creative, and they listen. In fact, people so enjoy working with them they've had multiple situations where people on the phone, like they're getting a mortgage or something, like, hey, can I work with you guys? Can I work for you guys? Wow. And they've actually hired people out of that, like two people in their office who just really like people and enjoy them. And they like thinking creatively with you. Anyway, here's a phone number for Fellowship Home Loans. It's 800-804-SAVE, 800-804-SAVE, or just go to fellowshiphomeloans.com. So question, how do you not lose your stuff? I ask this because people have to carry things around. You get a phone, a wallet, at the very least. So like a woman might have a purse mm-hmm. or something, but like guys, we have a messenger bag and this and that. I can't handle it. So I always keep things in my phone. Okay. Like I have a phone that has a wallet thing inside the case to slide out with a couple cards in it. That way
it's all in one place.
Can't handle it.
Yeah.
I dropped my phone the other day. It smashed into smithereens. Okay, so I had to get a new phone. I don't have the wallet case anymore.
Okay.
And I thought, this is 2 days ago.
Yeah.
I thought, you know what? I'm adult enough now. I can handle a credit card and my phone separate.
That's a positive way to think.
Exactly. I should be able to handle this. I lost my credit card within a half an hour.
Okay. We went out to look at some plants.
And came
did
back
you
home.
Have, I don't understand. Did you have your? Did you have a wallet?
No.
You just carried
a credit card in my pocket. That's a safe place.
You know,
Clearly it's not. Yeah. I mean, I don't know what I'm arguing against. It's clearly not. But I had to cancel
like
my credit card.
I'd like to suggest a wallet.
The moral of the story is, I am not capable of doing basic stuff.
Have you ever tried the chain wallet? I've seen people with those, not recently, but I'm sure they're still available.
They did those in the small town I'm from.
Uh-huh.
The guys did that. It was just one of those things that I think if I would have tried,
you would have been mocked.
They would have laughed.
Okay, they would have mocked you.
Because I think it's kind of punk rock or heavy metal or something.
I thought it was biker or something.
Yeah, it's just something I'm not, whatever
right.
it is.
But
there's a lot there. I mean, I would love that. I'd love to tether it to if I use
your wallet. Because you lose stuff, so we're trying to rectify that. Problem.
I invented a shirt a while back called the sticky shirt, and it's basically has duct tape facing outward the entire shirt, and so I could just stick stuff
to the shirt
to my shirt as I went about my day. It was very, very convenient.
Okay, now that's certainly a solution.
It is, but again, same problem. People want to beat me up, so it's always kind of a trap. Oh, it is time for Brant's three things today. Three things that are hopefully helpful, and today it's three things. This is for guys, but I think women will have opinions about this too. Okay. Three things your wife, get married someday, or you are married, will love you for.
Okay.
Three things. I've learned this. I'm not saying I'm great at this stuff, okay? So it's not like, look at me, but it's stuff I've learned for a fact. Number one, let's talk about this. Comment on her looks. Mm-hmm. Comment positively about her looks. She may be a knockout, but she's still wondering. I promise you, she's still wondering what she looks like or if she's still attractive to you. It does not, the actual level of attractiveness, she might be a 10, doesn't matter. She's wondering. And if she was wondering yesterday, she's wondering today. You can't do it too much. I've never heard of a woman complaining that her husband is too complimentary.
Would you please stop telling me how beautiful I am? I can't take it anymore. It's too much. It's too much.
Look, I know. Let's move on. I'm totally secure now. No, there's something about that, man. And I'm not saying I'm the best at it. I'm better at it. And I'm getting better because I'm willing to change. But yeah, this is huge. Here's the second one. You can say loving things even when you're disagreeing. Your wife will love you for this. I don't mean dismissing whatever the disagreement's about, just frustrating her by just like, oh, your eyes are beautiful right now and you're so mad. That's not what I'm talking about.
All right.
You could say, here's what I mean. You're in a disagreement. Here's something you can say when you don't think you need to apologize. You don't want to just apologize just to apologize, like just to, you know, just, hey, you're always right. You don't want to do that. You can say, you know what, I appreciate what you're saying, and then repeat back to her what you think she's saying so that you say you understand. You make sure you understand. And then you can say things like, you know what, you're my best friend, and it bothers me a lot when we're not at peace because you'll always be my best friend. And it's not dismissive. It just means we're not at peace, and it bothers me. But there's something about that. And she can say that to me, too. Like, a wife can say it to a husband, something like that. It's very helpful in the moment, because it reminds you, again, it's us against the world, man. Like, we don't have to do it like this. We could disagree, but it's still us against the world. Here's the last one. Change. I really mean this. We all, men and women, both, but we're all like, well, this is just who I am. And we get to a point fairly early on in our lives, we're just like, well, this is how I am. You know, it's just, I've always been this way. Like, I've never been very expressive with my wife. I'm always like, I got it. I understand. Me too. I got it. But it's not too late. You can change. You can go, you know what? I'm going to, when she says something's a big deal to her, there are things in my life that I think are a big deal that she doesn't. So vice versa, I'm going to act like it's a big deal because it's a big deal to her. Mm-hmm. The example I give is if I leave my clothes strewn on the floor, I can be like, big deal, it's just clothes. We have a great, but to my wife, it's an indicator of my concern for her. Mm-hmm. So again, I don't have to get it. I don't have to agree. We're married. And you know what? It's not too late to change and to get, you know what? Oh, I can be more expressive. I can't support her more. I can be her biggest fan. I haven't always been. That's not the way I've been. Okay, right. But today, that changes. Look, whatever your job, you got to stand out. If you want to go to the top, you got to stick out. You got to be noticed. Same thing goes with this thing. Being on the radio, you got to shock people. And that's why I'm a shock jock. It's like the newest thing on the radio to get people's attention. And
I don't think that's new at all. Actually, I think it's dying off. That was something in the 90s, I think. And then.
So what I do is I will shock you through rated G stuff because I keep it rated G. All right?
Sure, yes.
But it is still very shocking. So gird yourself for this. And then what I want you to do is be shocked and then buzz about it. Everybody's got a buzz about the shock jock, and that gets big ratings and blah, 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 blah.
When there was shock jocks, they didn't tell everyone prepared to be shocked.
Shocking fact about autumn here.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. In rated G, the vibrancy of leaf color on the trees is based on the sugar content of said leaves. Yeah. I mean, it's pigmentation, it's anthocyanins, but that's synthesized by sugar in the leaves. I mean, that's why evergreens don't turn colors, because
they don't have any
they're
sugar.
They're protected from,
or they do
from
have
the
sugar.
Outside. They don't have things that are being brought in from the outside into the leaf. So yeah, it's surprising, maybe it's not shocking, it's at least mildly surprising, I would say, at least a mild surprise.
And your goal for this is for people to buzz about it.
It's hard to find shocking things about fall. I'm going to be honest with you. This is what I got. And that's shocking. It's shocking to find out that this is all I have.
The Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's book, Blessed Are the Misfits, go to BrantHanson.com.